my worst date. I'm Cassie.
I'm Keegan.
I'm Christina.
We're triggered.
We are triggered.
We are so triggered. We were just looking at low-rise jeans coming back. I know we talk about this a lot. Christ. I feel like we talk about this a lot, but it's because it's very important. We are all super traumatized. And also, like,
it's the body image thing that goes along with it.
Really. Oh, 100%.
And I was just getting so excited. And I know I've said this before on the podcast, how excited I was that Gen Z was super, like healthy about, like, who they were. And, like, you know, weight was not as much of a thing. And body shaming was such a, you know, so.
Fit as in is coming back in a big way.
Well, it has to be because if you're talking low rise.
The ultra low rise jeans of the early 2000s were the bane of my existence. Of course. And I was tiny. Yes. And I still remember thinking, like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, like being so negative about my body because those jeans are like.
It wasn't just about you being small. It was that you couldn't have any curve to you at all. Like, it was like you had to be very, like, straight up and down. Because, I mean, I was about the same size I am now then, but I was shaped the same way. I had thighs. I had a butt. Yes, I had, like, stuff that, like,
I was the only thing that kept my pants up. Let's be honest.
You can't get a butt into a you know, a 2-inch inseam or whatever.
Two,
like,
inches. You're being kind.
Yeah. Like a zipper. Yeah.
Yeah. You're being kind. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding. When I've seen a zipper that was no longer than my actual
or just a button. Like, it was, like, a single button.
Honestly.
And it's just, like, good. And also, at this point in my life, the amount of waxing that would have to take to pull that shit off. Like,
front and back.
Yeah. Right?
Listen. I just saw a picture of Millie Bobby Brown, and they're like, Millie Bobby Brown wearing ultra low rise. Bitch is not wearing ultra low rise at all. She's wearing a normal jean that she has unbuttoned and unzipped and kind of rolled down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, honey, still isn't even.
You don't understand what you're about to do.
We need to prepare you for not just ultra low rise, but we're talking dresses over jeans.
If I did.
The style of the early 2000s.
And ties.
I said this.
Ties.
Oh, I wore so many ties and suspenders for no reason.
Oh,
ties.
My God.
Just
ties
a loose
as a belt.
A loose tie. A tie as a belt.
Mm-hmm. A tie as a hairband.
It was chaotic.
Newsboy caps.
What a chaotic time.
I'm not gonna lie, it looks good in a
newsboy hats and fedoras.
Oh,
by the way,
big time.
Not ironic, like fedoras. Unironically wearing like a baby pink millennial pink fedora with like a band,
with like a pinstripe though, right?
Oh, God. Pinstripes.
Oh my God, this is making me crave a clove cigarette.
Exactly. Oh my God.
Did we all start on cloves?
I mean, yeah. That's
what it was though, was 100% that, like, the aesthetic was you are a 30s gangster from Chicago, but in a much smaller clothing.
Oh yeah.
Tiny,
it was like a
tiny vest. Yeah. Like,
and there was a lot of the pinstripe.
Pinstripe
was really in. And also the aesthetic was everything in your closet at once. Yes. Like, it was just
long,
like,
t-shirt,
skinny scarf.
Yep.
That did nothing. It was just, why?
The biggest belt you've ever seen.
Going to the club looking like you were coming out of business.
Yeah, business casual.
The day tonight. Can we talk about day tonight? Because the number of times I saw things that were like day tonight that literally were like the times that I thought, like, for sure I was gonna have to worry about this. I've never,
no,
literally never once.
Vests in the club.
Vests and blazers. Like, yes, I'm thinking about, like, I used to shop at Maurice's.
Oh, yes. Oh,
remember Maurice's? Yes. And everything in that place was made for preteens and teenagers, but it looked like you were about to be the secretary at somebody's desk. Like, it was traumatizing.
Oh, my God.
I had houndstooth.
Yes.
So much. Houndstooth.
The patches on the elbows. Do you remember that? Like, there was like a real patch on the elbow vibe.
Oh, and the fucking polo shirts.
Polos. Layered polos with the collar.
Yep.
Topped. Oh, God.
So, listen, you're going to bring back the ultra low rise. You got to, you can't pick and choose. You got to take all
You
got to
get
it.
That dream bat moose going. You bet you better.
Is there anyone who didn't use that?
Oh, my God.
Because I think everyone went their dream bat moose.
And everybody wondered why their skin was so awful with it. Just riddled with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because you're literally putting on like spackle. Like yeah. It was literally like spackle and you used your fingers.
Oh.
You just like got in there with your fingers.
You didn't wash them beforehand.
Oh my God.
And whose skin did those colors match? Because
nobody.
I swear to God, there's no color that matched my
Never
skin.
Never saw a single person who was color matched correctly with Dream Matte Mousse. It didn't matter. It wasn't about like not having a wide shade range, which it didn't. But it wasn't just about that. It was like, it.
Do you know
the
what
colors
humans are?
Were,
was really the question.
Yeah, they were like terracotta. Yes. All of them. Even if it was like light colors. Yes.
You nailed it. That's exactly terracotta. What color they were. It were like yes. They were like, we can use it on her face or we can do a Spanish style house in this color.
Oh, man. Adobe. Exactly.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh my God. Listen, and I know I do. I understand that Gen Z is so tired of hearing us talk about like this, but
really
it's because you don't really get it. I said before Y2K was even a glimmer in the eye of some fashion designer in hopes of bringing it back. I said that that era of clothing was the most bizarre.
Yeah.
Like it's got like the 1980s beat. It
yeah.
was the weirdest time for
yeah.
clothing because nothing made sense. It's like put on the lowest rise jeans you've ever seen in your whole life, but then accessorize it with a belt that is 7 inches wide.
That's right.
And
yep.
you're like, you look like a yep. like you're a WWE pro wrestler.
Those fucking big ass belts.
Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
The pointiest shoes you've ever seen.
Oh my
yeah.
The skinniest heel.
The pointiest shoes
God.
You've ever seen. And they made your foot look like
so
a mile
long.
Than they were.
Millennials, like, you that fashion, you don't realize how uncomfortable
you're
it is
be
to just
so
go through life. Very uncomfortable.
You can't eat a single crouton
no,
because your lower belly will expand to a point where you can't wear those jeans anymore.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it's you don't, you just
cut
don't
off
know.
Your small toe because
yeah.
it's going to just disappear anyway.
Yeah.
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 yeah. That's why I have corns now. it's so bad.
Sorry.
But yeah, no. Okay. So then would you rather...
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bring back ultra low rise jeans.
I think we all know.
No.
Or
Dream Matte Mousse.
Or what is like a worse or the 80s? Or the 80s?
Like all
the 80s.
The
80s. All of the 80s. Yeah. Oof. All of the 80s. We're talking like, you know, curling your hair up and down and doing the fucking claw thing.
I'm going 80s. I'm
really?
Going 80s because here's the thing. My hair already lends itself to it.
Mm.
I feel like I'm one step ahead. I don't need to get because the early 2000s were all about pin straight hair, which
oh,
I could never
yes.
accomplish.
Yes, yes,
so,
right.
Like,
so true.
That's a no for
Spiky.
Me. I barely have to do anything. I'll just scrunch with some mousse, you know, and like
mm-hmm.
zhuzh up my bangs to pull off 80s hair. That's fine. And then also you've got high waist jeans.
Yeah, those were big.
In the 80s? Yeah.
In the 80s. Yeah, I have a pair of my mom's pants. I have
yeah.
several pairs of my mom's
oh,
pants.
Oh, it's right, because they had mom jeans.
Right,
yeah.
mom
or, and,
jeans.
Or just, like, all their pants, even if they were jeans, were higher waist. I feel like, not every fashion choice that was made in the 80s was a hit.
Yeah, yeah.
Lots of misses. But I feel like I could work it. I feel like I could work it.
Yeah.
yeah.
Low-rise jeans.
Looking forward to the gloves.
Oh yeah.
Well, gloves
I also wore
nice.
I wore fingerless gloves in the early 2000s. Those made a comeback
yeah.
In yeah. that like emo scene. I had a pair of black leather lace fingerless gloves.
Oh,
that
fishnet
I used to
tights
wear.
As a shirt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I also did that in the early 2000s though, to be fair. I have pictures of me in fishnet shirts.
Yeah.
So maybe yes, 80s. I'm going 80s. I can't go back. Low-rise jeans also I feel like I could wear them now, but I was looking at myself in the mirror the other day and I did it. I pulled my like pants down really low just to like see, okay, what's the appeal? Like, what does this look like? And proportionally,
it just does
something really weird. Unless your legs are 8 million miles long, it makes your bottom half look so tiny.
Yeah.
Like it makes your legs
torso
look so short.
It just
doesn't make sense. No.
Yeah.
But no. That's why you wore the platform sandal.
The chunky Steve Maddens.
I'm not going to lie to you. I want a pair of those.
I want the black slip-on Steve Maddens.
I actually looked at them.
I loved
them. They're back on sale.
Oh, and I'm about to buy. I might have to get a pair.
I'm a bit torn. I hate both of these options, honestly. Like, I think my aesthetic is more like, again, your art school teacher's vibe.
Yeah.
And none of this lends itself to that. So
I see you, like, what would be your ideal style decade? Because I see you as 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that would be Cassie's ideal style decade.
Yeah. A high-waisted bell-bottom with a tied-up,
T-shirt. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
Yep.
That is my, because I'm also have an hourglass figure. So like it lends itself more to that.
Yes. The 80s weren't really good for, I mean, that's the other thing is like the 80s aren't really good for our figure either because like they weren't big on having like a butt. Like there's jeans were designed to make you look like flat.
I want to go back to like the cigarette pants.
Yeah. Like the 50s style.
50s.
Yeah.
That would be my, if I was like, gun to everybody's head, we've got to dress like this now. That would be my
style. You're like
style
an Audrey Hepburn, like funny face.
I love that.
Yeah.
Era.
I love that.
I love the little black dress. Mm-hmm. I like the cigarette pants. I like that. I like how they were more, hourglass at that time too.
And I think that even to that point, yes, 70s, but also I have a very much an affinity toward the 40s because I think that shape was even more so built for my
very exaggerated in the waist and then out again at the
like
hips
a
and shoulders.
Very, and then, I mean, honestly, like, Teddy Girl, that whole look. Like,
love it.
Love that shit.
It's like a dark academia vibe, Teddy Girl.
Yes.
Love it. But you have to answer.
Okay. So I'm going to... this doesn't make any sense in the world, but I am going to go early 2000s. And only because there is something about that whole 30s style, that whole like Untouchables, that whole like mob thing, the pinstripe. I think if you pull the elements that you like, I remember still like one of my favorite outfits was like these pair of like skinny or like wide leg bottom jeans, pointiest shoes you've ever seen.
Yep.
Yeah.
But this long white shirt that I did with like a vest over it.
Oh yeah.
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 I know.
I used to love a wide leg trouser.
Yeah.
Pant. I do miss that. That's for sure.
And I feel like if even with a low rise jean, I could always wear a dress over it.
That was how I got away with it, is always put a dress, throw a dress over the top.
A straight up slip.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, slip culture was big.
Oh, mm-hmm. My God.
Yeah, just going out in your lingerie.
Straight lingerie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It gives you very much music Madonna.
Yeah.
Music.
God.
And that kind of country. Like, it went from... You remember that? Like,
yes.
Cowboy
hats? Oh, my God. Like Von Dutch and people wearing, like, cowboy hats.
God.
Pink cowboy hats that were bedazzled. Okay. Anyway, Christina.
It was a time.
I actually think I would go 80s. I think that that's just – as much as there are pieces of the early 2000s that I can appreciate looking back, I think –
Me too.
It's 80s for me. Like what Keegan said, I tease up my hair or whatever and just – I don't know. I like the high-rise jeans.
Yeah.
I can't go back.
I'm traumatized. I'm speaking from a place of trauma where I think that I just came of age. I was in middle school and high school during the like early.
And that's where the Karen haircut came from, was that time.
Oh my God. My friend Sienna, we were in middle school and she had that Karen haircut, the Kate Goslin, like long in the front and short and spiky in the back.
Yeah.
We were 12.
And wanted to speak to the manager.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was a time.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
Mistakes were made.
Exactly. Mistakes were made. Well, you guys want to hop into stories?
Oh, yes, okay. Let's do it. We are, I guess, doing a shorty episode. This isn't a podcast all about early 2000s fashion, although we could have one.
Oh, absolutely.
Speaking to everybody about their trauma. Okay. I'll go first.
Okay.
One time, my freshman year of college, this guy shows up 20 minutes late and tells me he's sick, but he thought, I guess I'll still come. Thanks so much.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Like he's done me some big favor. We met at a Starbucks on campus. He was a total asshole the whole way through, asking me what kinds of things I liked and just shooting down every single thing and insulting it. Oof. And this whole time, he's grabbed a sack of napkins and is blowing and wiping his nose and leaving the ever-growing pile of snotty napkins in the middle of the table.
Oh, fucking
just blowing his nose, just like snot, and then like wadding it up and leaving it in the middle of the table at the Starbucks. So gross. I'm talking at least 15 snot-covered napkins all over the table. No. Once he's run out, he resorts to using his shirt.
Ew.
It was completely disgusting. And then when we left, he just left the pile of infectious napkins on the table.
Absolutely.
Didn't try to throw them away. I wish I'd been assertive enough at the time to just leave.
Oh my God. Or at least say, like, sir.
Bro. Ew. Not, and I'm like, in COVID times?
Yeah. No, nowadays.
Like, nowadays, I'm like, that makes me physically ill.
If I sneeze now out in public, I always make a comment like super loud. Be like, oh my God, my allergies.
The number of times I've said allergies in the past 3 years. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I mean.
Or I don't have COVID. I promise.
Not COVID.
It's not COVID. It's not COVID. I promise. Oof.
This story, I just don't know why I think it's funny, but I feel like it's also might be one of my favorite dates.
Okay.
On one of our first dates, my boyfriend took us to an event called AcroCats.
Oh, this sounds like a great date.
It's like a traveling circus for house cats.
Yes.
The cats are pretty well trained, but from the beginning, they make it clear that cats will be cats and they do whatever the hell they want. It was pure chaos.
I love it.
Several of the cats were just wandering around the audience. It was so funny and awful, but amazing.
It's amazing. I think
that's like awesome. A great thing.
In that show or that documentary, Inside the Minds of Cats, they have those acrobatic cats that have been trained, and I'm like, this is amazing.
That is so great.
Sign me up. Where do I get to go? To AcroCats.
Okay, I got one. Met a guy for a coffee date at a spot with food trucks. Told him I only had an hour, but let's meet and see if there's a connection. He ends up ordering a giant plate of barbecue, eats the whole thing in front of me, and then asks if he can walk me to my car after, but stops to use the bathroom and very obviously goes number two.
Oh.
So basically made me watch as he ate and then wait as he took a shit. Oh, I should have left.
No.
Yeah, you should have left.
Like, wait.
Okay. The first Christmas season we were dating, my husband and I didn't get to see each other much because of our school and work schedules. So one weekend, he insisted we go out. We both had the flu, but he was adamant that we go out. We went to an Olive Garden, and 5 minutes into the meal, he leaves to go throw up. About 10 minutes later, so did I, only I didn't make it to the bathroom. So it was at the front of the restaurant on the far side of the hostess stand. There was a transition from carpet to tile in the lobby. I tripped right there next to the hostess stand and puked on the hostess's feet before crawling to the bathroom to puke some more. We never went back to that Olive Garden.
No, you know.
That poor hostess, she's like,
again.
No.
Again.
Oh, no.
Again.
All right. So, guy I met on OkCupid brought his mom to the date. It was so awkward. The funniest shit ever. So, he told me in his DMs that his best friend was his mother and that he spent a lot of time together. At first, I was like, oh, that's sweet.
Oh.
And he talked about her nonstop, her work, her hobbies, the things she did, and even shared her picture for me.
What?
Which I thought was kind of funky. We agreed to meet at a cafe in town. he hopped out of his mom's car and she waved and drove off. Oh. Like 20 seconds later, she shows back up and pulls up a seat. Turns out she was just parking the car to come join us.
No.
Oh my God. The entire date was just her talking about her work and showing me old photos of when she used to play baseball. They really just sat there close together and kept hugging and kissing each other.
Oh, okay, Targaryens. Get out of here.
No.
That's awful.
Oh, he's going to be single for the rest of his life.
Yeah. Oh, 100. Like,
if mommy has anything to do with it, for sure.
That's so fucking creepy.
Can you imagine? Gross.
Okay.
I have so many questions about this very short date, and I think that you guys will too.
Great.
We can postulate. But guy shows up 30 minutes late. He has painted a rose black to give to me. Paint is all over his hands and clothes. He is late because his ex called the cops on him and he spent the night in jail. Immediately decides he's in love with me and tells me I go to the bathroom and never come back.
That's so much.
Amen.
That's a lot.
Goodbye.
I painted this rose black for you. Tonight will be the night that I will fall for you.
Yeah. What year was this? Did he have eyeliner and his bangs just over one eye?
One
just
eye.
One. He had a Naruto haircut. Oh. I can't.
Where are you?
I'm there. I cannot. Okay. Oh. All right. This one's short. And it just made me laugh. Okay. I was 16, and so was he. It was my first date, and he kept bragging about how he got hit by a car and didn't need to go to the hospital. He just took a few shots and walked it off.
Oh, okay. Ooh, macho.
And was trying to impress me by showing how high he could jump.
Look at me. Look what I can do.
Exactly. I don't know why it makes me laugh so hard. I'm like, I know you're 16, but like that is like 5-year-old behavior.
Well, it's like Napoleon Dynamite, you know? Girls only want guys that have skill. Look how high I can jump.
I got hit by a car, but I just walked it off because I'm a big, tough man.
It's like the people that wear like shorts when it's like -20 outside. Like, my legs don't even get cold. I don't even feel it.
Okay.
But, like,
okay. Cool.
Great.
Good for you.
Superior genetic makeup.
Can I start out your 23andMe?
You don't get cold. Your legs don't get cold. Wow.
Okay. So, sorry, I don't know why I picked it up. Went to a dude's house, got really high, and told him I had never seen Fight Club, and asked him to tell me the plot.
That's a terrible idea.
He proceeded to go into elaborate detail.
No, you have opened Pandora's box, girl.
Bad idea.
Elaborate detail on how there's a soap factory and the main characters run, and the whole deal with it is that soap is made from human fat skin, and that's why they have to kill people to run the factory. There was no way more to it, and I dead ass believed every second of it, partly because I was super fucking high. I still don't know how that's true. I don't want to watch it now because I think I live in purgatory of whether that's true or not.
I'm very concerned about this man.
Right.
That like he watched Fight Club and he's like,
and that's what he got from it.
About soap being made from human fat. And it's like, that is so not at all. Like, did he only see the poster? And then like, what?
Like, it's soap.
It's like those like comprehension tests they used to make you do in school. It's like, honey, you did not get the point of that paragraph.
No.
Like at all. That's not it.
One tiny thing out of it. It's so weird.
Okay, here we go. We agreed to go to a small cafe to get brunch, but then 10 minutes before our date, she asked if we could get sushi instead. I said, sure, why not? So we go to a sushi place nearby. She orders a ton of sushi, like $100 worth, except it turns out she can't actually eat rice because she has mild celiac disease. She proceeds to remove all the rice from the sushi, which I'm like, order sashimi then or whatever.
Anything.
And gives it to me as she eats the inside. And I'm not allowed to eat anything on the inside. So this guy's just eating rice.
rice and seaweed.
Oh my God. She then has a stomach ache and is in the bathroom for 20 minutes, probably from the celiac disease.
Yeah.
After that, she suggested we go to Forever 21 to go shopping for clothes. Not sure if she expected me to pay for her clothes too, but I didn't.
Are you guys 17? Who have like very serious celiac disease because, you know, it can range.
Yeah.
But I know people who have like real serious celiac disease to the point where like they can't, like if they touch,
if they
touch bread or something, they have to like immediately go wash their hands and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you can't just peel out the middle of the, it's touched the rice already.
Yeah. Like, I didn't know that rice had wheat in it.
Oh, I have no idea.
I have no idea. It shouldn't. It shouldn't have like gluten. I don't think so.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm so confused. It's a grain. We have a friend who's vegan and gluten free.
Yeah.
And we had them over and I specifically got like,
she can have rice.
Yeah, she can have rice. Anyway.
Yeah.
The whole story was that she can have rice.
Yeah. This whole thing is very confusing to me. Someone's just eating the inside of like a rainbow roll.
That's so weird. Yeah, that's very weird.
Yeah.
Met up for a lunch date. And the guy didn't cover his mouth and nose when he sneezed.
You got a lot of juju stories.
A lot of body stuff happening. So he subsequently sprang all of my food with his sneeze.
No.
He said, and Cassie, you'll love this, well, I guess that's mine now, and proceeded to eat my fries.
I swear to God.
He sneezed all over her food and then was like, well, guess that's mine now. Slid it across the table.
Kept eating it. And he's not wrong, though.
Yeah. It is yours now, but I am also now fucking pissed.
Yeah, you better order me some new fries. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I hate that. First date with my now husband. I just turned 30, but my license expired the week before, so I only had a temporary license. We went to a bar, and they kicked me out at 8:30. Super embarrassing. Imagine you're like 30 years old, and they're like, no, get out. Your temporary license is not going to cut it. We ended up walking around a trendy neighborhood for hours because of it. He bought me some bubble tea in a cool, at a cool little shop, and we both promptly got tired.
This is a very like body heavy episode.
Can you imagine you're like, I can't go drink, so I'll get you this bubble tea and just never mind. Still ended up making out on the street corner.
What?
And got that and whistled at. We were both obviously so into each other that we kind of forgot we'd been sick and got to third base in the backseat of his car.
Okay. Either of us has had diarrhea, we gotta take a shower before there's any like fooling around happening.
Any bases being hit.
Yeah.
Oh God. Yeah. No.
There's no alcohol involved in this ridiculous night. And did I mention that I was 30 when I acted like this? Anyway, going on 9 years in April.
Nice. Okay. Here we go. The last date I went on was last year and it was so bad. I've been taking a break since. Let's see. He showed up looking 10 to 15 years older than his pics, which was strange because the pics didn't look old. He then proceeded to talk about how beautiful I was and how no one could ever compliment him on his features because he's white and the woke crowd is too racist to love German jaws.
Coming. Oh, God.
Dude, legit had no jawline.
I'm sorry, but Michael Fassbender would disagree with you. Lots of people have admired that man's jaw.
Yes, yes.
What's wrong with you?
Then he started talking about how the vaccine was evil.
Okay.
The left is out to ruin America and how Trump will win again in 2024. Eventually, I just left. It's like being around an angry toddler who's mad that the world isn't his anymore.
Oh,
he also bragged about how his family got rich. They traded pots for their land with natives in Ohio.
Oh.
It was gross.
Oh. Okay.
It's the worst. Speaking of taking a shower after a date.
Okay. Well, I do have one more.
Okay.
Just because we are on a roll with this body theme.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Let me just tell you this one. And I'm gonna tell it the way they wrote it. So
okay.
It's not my style. Shorty picked me up to go chill. I was trying to get big at the time, so your boy was always eating protein and constantly had to fart.
Oh my God!
Oh my God! In the car with her, stomach hurting like crazy. Thankfully, she pulls up to a Dunkin' because she wants an iced coffee. I tell her I'm straight and I'll wait in the car. As soon as she leaves, I whip ass.
Oh my God, open the door first. That shit's going to linger.
Outside.
As soon as she leaves, I rip ass. Shit smelled like someone died. Oh my God. Tell me why she turned back to get some change. She opened the door.
It's like a green light comes up. She passes out.
She opened the door with a smile, but one whiff and that smile was gone. It was a quiet ride back home.
Meanwhile, she's texting her friends. This motherfucker just shit in my car. Oh my God.
Your boy was trying to get big at the time.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you know.
Listen, Shoney.
Oh my God. Well, hey, if you've got stories, be they short or long, if you want tickets to our live show coming this month, October 28th at Dynasty Typewriter, go to our one-stop shop of website. It's myworstatepodcast.com. And we love you so much.
Cheers.